Breakfast with Kylie and Kev.
I did promise you we're throwing out the rule book a little bit, Kylie. Saying we're breaking format to bring Kylie and Kev's Christmas breakfast to life with as many guests as possible, but where would we be without money, eh? And we do usually do a Finance Friday at the end of the month, and since it's the last Friday of the year, I thought we'd better say good morning to Steve Mamooney from BMG Partners. Morning, mate.
Good morning, Kev. Good morning, Kylie. How are you?
We're great. How about we call it our festive Finance Friday? Let's get festive.
Festive Finance Friday. That sounds really good. That's really good. Let's go.
We're looking back at, 2021, the year that was, and we've learnt a fair bit with you along the course, Stephen. But one thing that's probably a theme that will continue into next year is the new year and the new goals, right? That's where we sort of started this year, and we're not too far off maybe people facing that again.
Indeed. And look, I think back on 2021, I think it's been a slow year that seems to have flown by. And look, at the start of the year, we talked about setting some smart goals. And importantly, we talked about not procrastinating, taking action and doing something. And anyway, the good news is that the new year's not far away, so you can set some new goals next year if you haven't done it this year. And it did remind me of a couple of really good quotes that we talked about at the start of the year. One from Wayne Gretzky, the great ice hockey skater. And he talked about you're guaranteed to miss 100% of the shots you don't take. And the other one was from Mike Tyson, that everyone has a plan until they get punched in the mouth.
That's so true, that message. Do not procrastinate. Take action and do something. And another chat I remember we had during the year, and it was around making business decisions with confidence. I think it was probably around that sort of April, May time of year when, you know, people were thinking about, you know, what will I do? Where will I go? Again, that was a fun topic with some great quotes.
Indeed. And look, I think it's good information helps with good business decisions. And one of the quotes we talked about there was, when you're in the swamp surrounded by crocodiles, you don't think to pull the plug out. And of course, if you've got good, timely, reliable information that gives you, particularly business owners, confidence to make better decisions and, importantly, to get a good night's sleep.
That's so true. And then I guess we've seen sort of the financial year, which felt like yesterday was that changeover. But, I mean, it's been almost a full 6 months since that happened. And I guess, you know, some of these things, as I said earlier, with the start of the calendar year, in finance, these themes are sort of things that we'll revisit multiple times throughout our life, aren't they?
They are. And, I mean, what year in an accountant's calendar wouldn't be complete without a financial year? And a balance sheet, and that reminded me of John Cleese's skit with Ronnie Corbett, where he described the balance sheet, which reveals the business, and to which Ronnie replied with, "It's not the window that reveals the business; it's the blind that accountants draw to keep managers in the dark."
Too true. And the year continued to get away from us, and now we find ourselves, I guess, that December, January time of year, and I often find it can be a reflective time for people to sort of look at what their life goals may be, their financial goals, all those things. Do you find that that's often where you find you give advice to people to just really sit back, take the time when you're resting, recovering and enjoying the holidays to look at some of these things?
Yeah, there's no doubt, Kylie, that I think the really good thing about having these markers, years, is that it does give you a chance to stop, reflect and say, okay, well, you know, and we do talk about it going so quickly, but we also, you know, we've got to sit back and remember, okay, well, what has happened? What have we done? What's important in our lives? And I think, I love, the Christmas holidays because it's a time to get together with your family and your friends and really sort of work out what's important in your life, what your priorities are, and it gives you that time to reflect and then make better decisions going into the new year.
Well, Steve Mamooney, as always, we appreciate your Finance Fridays, and you're there with the team at BMG Partners should anybody need to seek some independent and individual advice. And thank you for everything you've given us over the year, and may you and your team have a Merry Christmas, and we'll catch up again next year.
Appreciate it, Kevin. You too, and Kylie. Wishing you guys all the best for Christmas and your listeners. And likewise, have a Merry Christmas and, importantly, a prosperous new year.
Well, I like the sound of that. Good on you, Stephen.